the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
We're here at the City Reeds whiskey tasting event at the moment, and with me I've got Rowan Piggott, who is a fiddler. How are you, Rowan? How are things?
Very well, thank you, yeah.
So, how long have you been playing the fiddle for?
I've been playing since I was six.
Okay, and how old are you now?
I'm now 23.
Okay, so quite a few years. And how difficult is it to learn?
easier than, I don't know, the oud, but harder than the piano.
Okay. And what kind of got you into it then? What made you decide to pick up the fiddle even?
I grew up in County Galway, and my dad's a traditional musician over there, and my mum plays the fiddle. So I sort of learnt the fiddle off my mum and learnt the music off my dad. So.
Okay. And how often do you perform then in Brighton? Is it, do you kind of go to festivals or play sessions in Brighton?
Yeah, I actually live in West Sussex at the moment. I lived in Brighton for a few years and played sessions sort of every week. And now I play with a band called Georgia Lewis and Friends. And we play lots of festivals. And a duo with Rosie Hodgson, who's the singer with Cross Harbour, a big London Irish band.
So. Okay. Very good. And you're going to play a tune for us now?
Yeah, I'll play Heart Against Fancy and The Scotsman Over the Border.
So how long will it take to learn a song then, from start to finish?
Oh, I don't know. I learn tunes all the time, sort of. It doesn't take me very long now. You know, when I first started, I'd be practicing it for weeks, and now I learn a tune in, 5 minutes. So.
Okay, and is there kind of, in fiddle playing then, is there much room for like freestyling or kind of sort of jamming, I guess?
Yeah, in sessions... In traditional Irish sessions, not so much, but I play a lot sort of around the world. I've just come back from Bruges and Sweden, and the sort of world trad scene, as it were, is really really up for jamming and sort of learning each other's tunes. It's really great to play Swedish tunes and then they learn some Irish tunes and they will take them somewhere totally different, go really off the wall with them.
So how much of a difference is there then between Irish traditional fiddle playing and other countries or other kind of trad types?
Well, it's all dance music pretty much. It's all, so in Ireland you have jigs and reels mainly, and polkas and slides and marches and stuff. And in Sweden you have polskas, which they're kind of folk dance, and schottis, and they have jigs there as well, but they're slightly different. And sort of around Europe you have waltzes and polkas and things in Germany and France, so it's all mainly dance music. But fiddle styles sort of differ quite a lot. I mean, they differ even within countries. You know, in Ireland, different regions have different styles, and so.
Okay, perfect. And you're going to play one last tune for us. What are you going to play?
I'll play a hornpipe called The Stranger, which is from County Clare.
Perfect, okay.